Among the Joshua Trees by David Wojahn. Still some twilight and the fire blooms against the smoke trees and horizon line, visible to campers in the desert foothills 7 miles away. They pull him from the car trunk, his shroud a nylon pup tent, gold tequila draining to the worm, and the salt grains on their wrist also glowing as their hits of window pane reach cruising altitude. Already the pyre stings their eyes, creosote, sage, and stalks of octillo that have caused their hands to bleed. The engine idles and the headlights shimmer as the tape deck plays the dead man, singing the return of the grievous angel and the reedy heartbreak of wild horses, his cover that shamed the stones. And they lug the cans of gasoline, circling the pyre twice, talking of the president's resignation and the spaceship that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico in 1946. For one of them knows someone who saw the aliens' silvery corpses in a secret Air Force hangar. Their eyes, he said, were huge as apples. Now the body of Graham Parsons, OD at 27, stolen by two friends from the airport morgue at LAX, flares and almost trembles as the fire scalds their faces in the plainted wash of $1,000 wedding, the grievous angel rising in his stoned, unrilkian splendor, rising from the dirges of his own angelic orders, from cinder spray and crackle as the tape goes hissing to its final song, and the speakers cough the radio's dead air, the clicks of static, immense, celestial.